Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer, and my guest today is primary care nurse practitioner Elizabeth Lay. And you are going to be working primarily out of the Bloomsdale Walk-In Clinic. Is that correct?
I'll also be on Mondays in the town walk-in clinic.
So you kind of switch around a little bit.
Yep. Back and forth.
Well, no doubt people will run into you. And when we do kind of a welcome to the town interviews with docs, they usually are new to the town, but you are not new to St. Genevieve, are you?
No. I grew up here.
Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Been here, done that. No, I grew up here, graduated from Valley. My mom still lives downtown, so I have two little kiddos, and we're here almost every weekend. Hanging out, graduated from Mizzou, went to SLU for my NP and worked at SLU as a nurse. And we are currently a little bit above Festus, but hopefully if we find land, we'll move back down here.
Which is no easy task these days, is it? That's for sure.
No.
So tell us about, it sounds like you've been around about a little bit, working in various places, doing a number of different nursing duties. You were in ER at one point, home health. You worked in clinical cancer trials at SLU. So you've done a lot of different nursing. Have you found your niche? Do you know what you really like to do in nursing?
Yeah, so I like to do what I'm doing now. My whole goal as a nurse was actually to become a family nurse practitioner and work either in family practice as a primary care provider or work in a walk-in clinic. I actually, during school at college, I was a pre-med major, but I shadowed with Kelly Dunsey, the women's health nurse practitioner, mm-hmm. and I love her. So I changed my whole focus and decided I was going to be a nurse practitioner instead. And it's worked out because I've had babies and been able to kind of have a fun little life while also working towards my goals.
Oh, absolutely. You could have gone into a number of different avenues of nursing. It really is a great career. The options are unlimited, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Once you do primary care, you can really, you know a little bit about a lot of things. So you can choose to do whatever you want. But I've always kind of wanted to make relationships with my patients and see them from when they were kiddos all the way through to old age. So I think that that's where I'll probably stay. I don't like to be the provider that sees you once and doesn't see you again, as I've seen kind of in the specialty clinics. So I think that primary care is my niche.
Yeah. And it's good that you're, did you always want to return to St. Genevieve to practice as well?
I did. I got the hospital scholarship in high school, and I always thought that we didn't have our whole lot of providers. And then when I went to college, I kind of saw that rural areas are the most underserved. So I always did want to come back and kind of treat the people that I knew needed us the most and maybe didn't have the best access to care. And plus, they're my people. I'm from here. I have a large extended family. So if I'm treating a lot of people, you might be related to me.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. They're my people.
They are my people. So true.
Tell us about your family, Elizabeth.
So I have a brother, but then my little family, I am married to Kyle. We met at Mizzou and got married after college. I have a just turned 4-year-old, a almost 3-year-old, and a half of a baby. I'm expecting another one in November.
Oh, congratulations.
I say I have 2.5. So they're good and they're wild, but we like fishing and going on hikes. My husband and I like to run, although it's hot and I can't run as much when I'm pregnant.
Uh-huh, sure.
But we're active and they're wild, but it's fun.
Quite a growing family there. Well, that is what makes it fun, I think. So I was going to ask, you know, what are your hobbies and stuff? But with kids, you probably don't get to pursue many of those personal hobbies, do you?
No, I love to read. And like I said, we like to run and be outside. We love fishing. But no, there's not a whole lot of personal hobbies I have right now between work and babies.
So is it everything you'd like it to be? I mean, you're returning to your hometown to practice, and that's about as good as it gets for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm only about a month in and I haven't been by myself yet. I'm still on orientation, but so far it's great. I know the people I'm treating, which is, I always think it's nice to know a familiar face when you're coming to the doctors because no one wants to be at the doctor's office.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you got that right for sure. It's really, really nice to see young people coming back to their hometown and, you know, working and living here. And it just kind of makes it nice that they want to stay at home.
Yeah, I agree. Go back to the church and all that good stuff that you grew up in and give back to the community that gave you your roots.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. Well, it's been so nice talking to you. And our listeners, if they haven't known you already, they've gotten to know a little bit about yourself. And it's nice to talk to a hometown gal.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Our guest today on Focus has been Elizabeth Lay, a primary care nurse practitioner at the Bloomsdale Walk-In Clinic, but sometimes in the St. Genevieve Walk-In Clinic as well at Point Base. So thank you so much for joining us.